And here's Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe. Hello.
Hello, how are you going?
All right, thanks for coming in at late notice, but it's been one of those days because the Diamonds of Devonport Gala is on tonight, and Sylvia, our manager here at the station, was supposed to be, well, the Diamonds ambassador.
Yes.
And the keynote speaker, but Sylvia's a bit crook, so you've had to step up last minute.
Yeah, look, she is a bit crook, and my role is usually to talk about our diamonds and introduce them to the people who are there and talk about why they've been nominated, and so I'll be talking about other people more than about me. I'll maybe talk about how Diamonds started and what prompted it some 10, 11 years ago now. But certainly it's always a joy for me and it'll be talking about other women in our community.
All right. Well, who are you going to talk about?
Look, there's a whole range of women. We've got, I think there's 33 nominations. We've got about 150 people coming tonight. So that's
great.
Really lovely. We've had to open up the third part of our upstairs facility to allow that to happen. And it's great that we can do that. We haven't had to cut off the numbers. So really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be a beautiful night. So I know we've mentioned this twice before, but doesn't it remind, because the name is great, Diamonds of Devonport, and so it's because diamonds are something beautiful and magnificent that are formed under extreme pressure.
That's exactly right.
There you go. All right.
Well done, you.
Well done to me. It's all part of International Women's Week. There's been a fair bit going on. You had a function last Thursday as well?
Yes, we did, and other organisations have got on board. There was a great function that Sir Optimists ran at the Devonport Football Club last night with Pippa Sims, who's the vet for Petuna Seafoods, was the guest speaker.
Right.
Lovely to hear her story last night. There's, I think, a fundraiser for Warrawee Women's Shelter tomorrow evening, which is sort of the final event but we've had a whole week and it's been great to see how much it's grown over the period of time that other organisations have got on board and become part of it. It's we're unique. No one else does a whole week of events around International Women's Day, so it's really lovely to be part of.
Yeah, and basically it recognises local women who've had a significant contribution, whether that be in local business or whether that be in national business.
Yes.
Or whether that be in community service.
Yes, certainly it started off as in the quiet achievers who have been in community more than any, that's where it started, but we expanded it some years ago to recognise the great entrepreneurial women that we have in our community as well. So there's a whole range of personal achievements around achieving stuff over, adversity, those sorts of things. If people are prepared to tell their story, then we're happy to tell that story as well.
Sure. So is it sold out or,
I think we've cut it off now. Yeah.
Right.
So we need to let the caterers know how many sandwiches to make it. Those sorts of things. So I think if you were desperate to you could give us a ring, but I think most people would have already organised to make sure that they've got their tickets.
Mm. All right, well, check it out on devonporttickets.com.
Yeah.
AU anyway. And it starts, so for people who are going, starts at 6.
That's right.
Yep. And what time do you reckon it'll wrap up?
Around 8, I expect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, so that's on tonight, Diamonds of Devonport, and good luck to everyone who's been nominated and have a great night. You also wanted to talk about Harmony Day, which is next week.
That's right, Harmony Day is next Thursday. We have an event planned from 4 till 7 in Market Square, which will have street eats and entertainment from various community groups in our city, and there will be a citizenship ceremony.
Mm.
I think we've got 6 new citizens. But at the moment, we don't because it's a COVID, has to be a COVID safe event, we have to get people to register. It's free, of course, to come, but we need to know who's coming so we know what sort of level of planning we need to do. So please, if you're intending to come for tea, to come to see the entertainment, to come to be witness the citizenship ceremony, jump onto Eventbrite, register. It's free to register, but we do need to know by Monday at the latest who's coming so we know what level to plan it for.
Mm. Finally, it's the last couple of days of the Devonport Food and Wine Festival. Been a bit different this year, a bit more low-key, but it's been split into two parts. I would expect, I'm thinking that October might be bigger.
Yeah, look, I think we've had some great events, and there's still two or three, I think, dinners to happen.
I know there's Digger Station dinner tonight, I think,
And there's a couple, I think, over the weekend. So they'll be sort of the final wrap-up of that, and certainly looking forward to what we plan for next time. And, you know, obviously our staff have been working hard in the background in all of these events, and so, I thank them for that, and look forward to one of the dinners at the weekend that I'm going to, looking forward to, I guess, the feedback to see whether people think that what we've done is working, and what we can do to improve it and change it, and always looking to improve.
Indeed. So it goes through till Sunday. So information, the program's online. You can get your tickets through that website as well. And as the mayor mentioned, there's still dinners to come in the next few days. There's a long table dinner. There's the Digger Station dinner. There's tours. And you can go to devonportfoodandwine.com.au. Yeah.
That's it.
All right. So you've sorted your speech out for tonight?
It'll be fine.
I'm sure it will. Have a great night. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you.
Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe. This is 7AD.